Welcome to the Deep Dive. So today, we're plunging into a concept that honestly sounds really straightforward. Permission.
Right.
But not just any permission. We're talking about permission from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And think about that for a sec. How often are you maybe, going through your day, maybe even right now, feeling like you have to be fine?
Yeah, that pressure.
Instead of just allowing yourself to be fine, or maybe even not fine.
Exactly. It's a huge distinction.
So our mission today is really to unpack this this really profound idea of self-permission. We're going to be drawing insights from these great excerpts titled The Radical Act of Self-Permission. Let's get into it.
It's a great place to start because that feeling you mentioned, it's incredibly common. The sources we looked at really dig into what they call the silent weight of guilt.
Silent weight of guilt.
Yeah. And it's not just like feeling bad about something specific. It's more this constant kind of background pressure, you know, often it's self-imposed.
Right. Like you should be doing more or better.
Exactly. Pressure to push, to perform like all the time, to just hold everything together no matter what's actually going on inside.
Oh, absolutely. I recognize that.
And this weight, it can show up in weird ways, right? Like maybe not being able to rest without feeling totally unproductive.
Or saying yes when every part of you is screaming no.
Yes, that's a big one. And the really surprising thing the sources point out is that this burden, it often sticks around. Even when we do dare to, say, pause or let ourselves feel something tough.
Even just admitting you want something different or more.
Mm-hmm. Really? Even then, that guilt can linger.
Wow. Okay. That's, incredibly relatable. And this is where it's super interesting to me because the author of this material, they say giving themselves this permission, it wasn't just, like, helpful.
Yeah.
They actually call it one of the most radical things they'd ever done.
Radical. Yeah. Strong word.
It is. I mean, imagine that. That kind of, like, fundamental shift from something seemingly so internal. What does that even look like in practice? Was it some huge life-altering decision right off the bat?
No, not at all, actually. And that's, I think, a really key point here.
Okay.
The sources really emphasize that this transformation, it didn't start with, you know, climbing a mountain or quitting a job overnight.
Right, no grand gestures.
Exactly. It started with the smallest things, the most relatable choices, really.
Like what, for instance?
Well, think about it. Maybe the author was just feeling completely swamped, you know, to-do list a mile long.
Uh-huh.
Maybe giving themselves permission looked like just closing the laptop at 5 p.m. instead of grinding away till midnight.
Okay, yeah, that feels radical sometimes.
Right. Or maybe feeling totally drained emotionally and giving themselves permission to actually ask for help.
Oof, yeah, hard one.
Or just taking 5 quiet minutes.
Yeah.
Alone, without the guilt chasing them, these tiny acts of, well, self-kindness.
Self-kindness.
That's the shift. That's the radical part we're exploring. They're like the little foundation stones that create the space for the bigger changes later on.
Hmm.
So if we kind of pull back and look at the bigger picture, the main takeaway from this depth dive, it's really powerful. It's this idea that radical change, you know, the kind that really shifts your sense of well-being, it starts with just giving yourself permission.
Yeah.
That courageous act. It's not about these huge, complex fixes or trying to be perfect all at once.
No, it's simpler than that.
Yeah.
But harder, maybe.
Exactly. It's about being fundamentally honest with yourself and having the bravery, really, to just acknowledge what you actually need, what you desire.
Even when those needs feel, I don't know, inconvenient.
Yeah.
Or like they go against the grain somehow.
Precisely.
Especially then.
It really is powerful, isn't it? And, you know, if you're listening and you've ever felt like you're just waiting for someone else to say it's okay.
Mm.
Okay to slow down. Okay to stop trying to juggle absolutely everything. Okay to actually feel supported instead of just stretched thin all the time.
Maybe consider this whole deep dive your permission slip.
I like that. Permission slip.
Because the sources, they really hammer this home.
Right.
It's okay. It's okay not to do it all or fix it all. And they also show how this self-permission thing, it's not just in your head.
Right. It's holistic.
Totally. The author talks about how ancient wisdom kind of backs this up, suggesting these gentle supports.
Ah, yes. Herbs.
Yeah. Things like turmeric, brahmi, ginger. Yeah. And importantly, they're not presented as like miracle cures, right?
No, definitely not. More like allies.
Exactly. A support system.
Yeah.
Rooted in tradition, in wisdom. Like turmeric, you know, in Ayurveda, it's valued for inflammation. Brahmi is often linked to helping your mind, your nervous system.
And ginger, well, that's foundational for digestion, warmth.
Right. So these are suggested as ways to sort of physically nourish your body which in turn maybe gives you the energy, the mental space for those internal shifts we were talking about.
It all connects.
It really reinforces that key idea.
Yeah.
You can give yourself kindness now, today. You don't have to wait until you feel better or think you've earned it.
Which brings us to maybe a final thought, a question for you, the listener, to kind of sit with.
Okay.
Given everything we've talked about, this idea of self-permission, what's maybe one small, gentle yes you could give yourself?
Mm.
Or one subtle little act of self-permission you feel ready to explore, maybe starting today?
Just one small thing.
Yeah. And what possibilities might that open up just by daring to acknowledge, even quietly, that you deserve softness too? What could that look like for you?